An exhibition aims to bring visual artists out from behind the camera and canvas and into the spotlight. The people involved have photographed, painted and even collaged other artists in the same show. The Artists on Artists exhibition features, well, a mini United Nations of artists who've each come up with a portrait of one of the other participants. We have some of the portraits on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. I spoke to the curator, Lindsay Horn, whose work also features in the show, alongside another of the artists, photographer, Abi Chinaya. Lindsay says she had the idea in the midst of last year's winter lockdown.
I was on the bus and I was actually listening to one of your interviews with Professor Leonard Bell, and he had just curated an exhibition at the New Zealand Portrait Gallery of photographer Marty Friedlander. And Friedlander takes photos of artists. You know, you guys were discussing the different artists that he had been photographing, and I just thought that artists would just make the best subjects, and how I really wanted to go see this exhibition and kind of see artists in the frame and what a cool idea this would be. But obviously, I'm not a photographer, I'm a painter, and I thought, oh, I'd love to paint some artists, that would be great. But obviously it was lockdown and I was feeling kind of lonely, I was working remotely, and you know, it was lockdown. So I really wanted to have a chance to not do a solo exhibition, but work with some other artists and kind of collaborate and make some new friends. And then that's kind of when the penny dropped and I was like, the artists could paint each other. And it all kind of just clicked in this aha moment on a bus.
Now, you've made that assumption that artists would be great to paint, but is it a little bit like, you know, doctors making the worst patients? How have you and the artists found this process? Because it is unusual to be the one in the frame.
Yeah, it's a funny one. And I guess there's no like one set answer, because all of the artists have such different approaches to how they do their work. One of the biggest joys of this exhibition is that there's so many different kinds of artists involved that use completely different processes and techniques. And I can't speak for everyone, but my process has been, I paint from photos. So my artist is a really talented painter called Paul Darra, and I have been working with him to receive photos and kind of understanding, I guess, for my work, there's like the technical side. So getting the photos and working through the color palettes, but also it's a portrait. You really want to capture this person and kind of like where they're at in their chapter of their life. So, you know, as part of my work, there's conversations and trying to understand them. But I guess like on the flip side, some of the other artists that we have, like their process has been completely different. So I know Gavin Chai, he's a painter and he works from life. So his subject is another painter called Logan Moffat. And I know that they organized some studio time and did some life drawing. Another artist, Sinjin Milgrew, is a photographer. So him and his subject, Riley, went skateboarding together and took a whole lot of photos out on the street, which was really cool. And then we've got another artist, Maria Del Abbey Gamet, and she's a really interesting like digital artist. And her process was like scraping digital media and social media to create a digital portrait of her subject. So yeah, completely different processes, but everyone's really come to the table and like connected and collaborated with each other. Abi, I'm not sure if you want to talk about your experience on that front.
So Naomi Azule is the artist that Lindsay selected for me to photograph. And Naomi is a collage artist. And she and I, we already had an existing relationship. You know, Naomi is a friend of mine. And the process was unexpectedly different to my usual methods of working. I always try my best to capture the essence of the person that I'm photographing. It's all about connection for me. And this usually can happen in one photo shoot, but in this instance, I found it hard to make a connection to Naomi. And after the first photo shoot with her, I found myself asking the question, who is Naomi? And in fact, I photographed her 3 times before I had really, you know, I feel like I've really captured her. You know, I think it was the added pressure of telling Naomi's story and who she is as an artist through my creative medium, which is photography. And the challenge of connecting her work with mine, you know, I think I got there in the end. I'm really, you know, I'm proud of what I have produced. And
it's a very beautiful, it's a very beautiful, thoughtful, meditative image of her outside.
Yeah, that's the teaser image, because I want Naomi to experience the artwork for the first time in the gallery. I don't think you can relive those emotions that you get from someone else's interpretation of you. So I'm excited for her to see it. Hopefully she's got a good reaction.
Lindsay, from your perspective, when you showed, I mean, did you keep Paul Dara in the loop? Were you sending him images, or is this, you know, an absolute trust thing and you've kind of come to this agreement and arrangement, and once you had the photographs, Paul waits to see the final image along with everybody else?
So I definitely kept him in the loop in that upfront, and we almost like developed the colour palette together, and the tone and what we wanted it to kind of represent was really collaborative. But then you do kind of just go into a bit of a black box and start making. And yeah, like Avi, I had I had multiple iterations of my piece. And I was lucky enough to like be in the same location as him. So I invited him round to come view the painting with me, which was a really special experience. And I guess kind of like what I was saying before, like you really do want to try capture this person. And so I wanted to get his kind of feedback and input and have him feel just as happy with it.
And what was his reaction? What was his instant first reaction?
I think he really liked it and the colours, and he thought it captured him. But at the same time, like, I guess like not everyone has a portrait of them, and it is a reflection, and that can be kind of confronting. So at the same time, it is kind of spooky. So I think it wasn't really, you know, so much about the kind of painting or anything, but my work is really big. Like it's quite large scale. So even just having, you know, a really big version of yourself staring back is an experience within itself.
Well, Abby, let's flip this over. So when you saw the image created of you, because it's quite a graphic design, I mean, again, very different. What were your reactions to it?
I saw it last night, actually, for the first time, and I was so blown away. Sara Moana, an exceptional artist and illustrator, she did that beautiful artwork of me, and I love how she captured me so well and used my full legal name at the top of the artwork. It's quite a mouthful, so I'm just so stoked to have that presence of who I really am in this exhibition and what her idea and interpretation of me is, because, you know, I feel like I'm always capturing other people and their stories, never the other way around.
And it's not that usual kind of photorealism style. You know, as I say, it's a very graphic, illustrative style, but it captures so much in that one image, even the pose.
Yeah, so I had sent her a self-portrait of myself, and the garment that I'm wearing is very, very personal to me. It's a piece of fabric of my mother's, and they live overseas, and I haven't seen them in 3 years because of COVID. So there's so many different meanings to it, you know, and such an honour having Sara do the artwork of me.
Okay, Lindsay, who did you choose? Or I don't know, maybe you drew the names out of a hat, but who interpreted you?
Yeah, that's a funny one, actually. Like the process between like matchmaking the artists was like a real art and a science behind it, I would say. So I actually got all of the artists to fill in a survey. And the first part was like all of their requirements as an artist. So like, what do you need to create your piece of work? Do you need 3 hours in a studio taking photos, or do you need to paint them from life, or do you work from photographs? When are you available? What city do you live in? And then the second part of the survey was, what are you willing to offer as a subject? Like, are you busy? Can you sit for 3 hours? And then from there, it was a bit of, yeah, just a bit of an art and a science to it when it came to matchmaking people together. I'm really lucky. I've got Taylor Lena Mariko, and she's a fantastic photographer who's recently graduated. And I have my photo shoot this weekend, so I'm really excited We're meeting on location. I'm going to bring some items with me that are meaningful, and we're just going to go from there. And it's going to be a night shoot, so I am really looking forward to it. Similar to Arby, I have not really been the subject of art before, so I'm a bit nervous, but it's exciting nervous.
Have any of the artists, you know, spoken to you about anxiety? You know, they enjoyed the creation part of it, but they found it unsettling to have the gaze put on them? Or have they all, like the two of you, enjoyed the process?
I think and I hope for the most part that they've really enjoyed it. We're actually all going to be going out for dinner the night before the exhibition, so I'm sure it will all come out of the woodwork then. But, you know, we have checked in and made sure that everyone's, you know, feeling comfortable with the exhibition going ahead and with their final pieces. And I guess that's the thing with art, right? Like, there is an artistic interpretation over the work. And, yeah, it definitely is a bit of a two-way street, but yeah, no major red flags.
Arby, have you learnt anything or found yourself reflecting on anything through this process? Because it is such a different way of working, and both through, you know, as a photographer yourself and those particular struggles that you had trying to capture Naomi and being portrayed yourself. I don't know, is it, I'm not saying life-changing, but do you think it's added something to your approach to your photography?
I've learned that capturing another artist will take a longer time than I would have expected, in the best of ways. You know, like, the creative process is so personal, and every artist has their own journey and their own method. And well, that is what makes this exhibition so unique, is that you will see all these different perspectives in one space. And I think that in itself is a learning for me, just being part of my process, but also looking at everyone else's process, and having worked with Sarah, with her artwork of me, it's all part of the learning journey.
Artists on Artists opens at Toi Tū in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland on the 12th of May. I was talking to Lindsay Horn and Arby Chennaiah.